far are you going?
About 30 years.
In this week's episode, it's our Easter special where we cover Ninja Resurrection.
I fixed it. My internet fixed it, not yours.
Yeah.
Oh, this anime.
You've been hearing about it for years, I bet.
Quite a few years, actually. Or ever since I picked it up for like $3 at Hollywood Video a few years ago when a friend was like, oh man, it's really stupid and terrible. Yeah. You shouldn't watch it. And I just had it sit there on my DVD collection for that amount of time, and then we tried watching on YouTube, but it was the wrong file.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I guess I'm just going to break out my DVD finally. I didn't even think the thing was going to work.
Oh, because it was so cheap.
Usually if you buy DVDs used, it's or from rental places that other people have used it. Like, I'm kind of weary and sketchy on like how well it'll run.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, for DVDs, like, if it's, like, kind of scratchy, it'll still work. Like, you would have to literally, I think, incinerate an actual hole inside of a DVD for it to, like, not even work.
Yeah, it might, like, skip a part, but usually it'll at least try to play.
That is true.
So, everybody seemed to think that this was a sequel to Ninja Scroll or something because of how it was marketed. And then they were all disappointed because it turned out to be some sort of weird historical Jesus thing.
Oh my gosh. It was... Yeah, this is nothing. Because that was my initial thought of looking at this. It's like, hey, Ninja spelt on the DVD cover is about what it looks like on the Ninja Scroll covers that they have. Maybe those two are related.
Yeah.
And after watching this for the first time to my virgin crying blood eyes, it is nothing like Ninja Scroll.
Yeah, except for the rape scenes.
Yeah, well, to an extent of the rape scenes. Yeah, even Wikipedia says, like, in the second paragraph, because this is based off of a novel by Futataro Yamada called Makai Tensho, and they've got like several movies, so I'm wondering if you watch the movies, it'll like apparently complete the so-called ending we got on this, which, spoiler alert, there is no ending to this.
Yeah, it just abruptly ends after two episodes. I don't know if they're supposed to make more and it just didn't sell well enough, or
I'm thinking that might be it. I don't know, but someone on Wiki has the audacity to show their intelligence of, although based on the same source material and of similar style, Ninja Resurrection is not a sequel to the anime from Ninja Scroll. It's like, no kidding.
Yeah, it's nothing.
I guess I kind of want to hit the high points on this instead of just going through it, because there was parts in this that I just could not get into it. And I think the worst part was like when they had the History Channel presents Christianity in feudal Japan. The documentary.
Oh, the start of each episode where they have, like, all
yeah,
these painted
pictures.
Yeah,
it's, like, 5 minutes long!
Yeah, and they, like, list off, like, 100 different Japanese people who died, and...
Musashi, an 1620-some, killed 300 men with his pinky when he had his sword between his teeth, like that character from One Piece, and swore never to kill again. And I'm like, oh, my God. When is the anime part going to happen?
Yeah. And then after a while, it stopped even saying stuff. And it just became like old Japanese paintings and some music for like a minute or two.
Yeah, that's kind of the parts. Like, no, when that was playing, I was just so bored. I was like, okay, And then on the AIM chat, I was like, hey, John, I'm thinking about going to Char for Animazement.
Yeah.
And I've got a pretty good cosplay idea, so...
Which Char are you going as? The Mobile Suit Gundam?
Char's counterattack, riding on a horse, suit and tie Char. Let me tell you something. Like, I thought of it. I've sort of put it in the back of my mind a few days ago. But it was only that today at Goodwill after my exam today that I was fiddling around just to see color ideas on costumes. And I thought about it. And then I looked and was looking through the clothes and I said, wait a sec, I've got most of this material. I might as well go as Char. And then hopefully show up with my Mobile Suit Gundam Laserdisc that Suichi Ikeda and we'll be able to sign and be like, oh my god, he cosplays me and he's so handsome, American.
So who all is going to be at this con from the Gundam voice cast?
The guy who voices Vegeta. I guess I can pull up the Animazement thing, but it's that guy, Nakao. Ryusuke Nakao is going to be there. Kikyo Han, who played Lala. And then the guy who voiced Amuro Ray, and then, of course, Suichi Ikeda. So I imagine there's going to be a really big Gundam panel, like either Saturday or Sunday. Because if they did a big one, like last year on Sunday with the Dragon Ball Z characters, so obviously if there is, I'm pretty sure that's going to happen and I will have to be there. I could not afford to miss that.
Yeah, that sounds like a great con.
Yeah, Animazement just kind of surprises me each year with like regarding guests, and eventually they're going to get somebody, because I was flipping out with Suichi Ikeda. Because I figure, like, in the back of my mind, like, yeah, that'd be really nice to meet that guy and get something signed. Because I've got plenty of Gundam memorabilia, DVDs, and other crap I own since high school.
Yeah.
And I was going to be there. I'm like, I got to find the best thing that I want signed.
Does Tamino ever do cons in America?
I just know the last one he did was, like, when they had the New York Anime Fest back in early 2000s. That was, like, their first year, and they were able to get him there. And... As far as I know, he hasn't been to another con since in that time. And I figured if anyone's going to pick him up, it's probably going to be like Anime Next or that really big one in California or Otakon.
Oh, yeah. He'll probably do California because that's closest to Japan.
Yeah. Oh, Anime Expo. That's the one I was thinking of. I like how we're anime fans and I can't even think of Anime Expo. I don't even really care. I just know the big thing there was Sailor Moon voice actors. That was, like, announced months ago.
Oh, was that the reunion where they had all the
English cast? I think it's just really the English cast. And I think of the Japanese cast show. Because, like, Kikyo Han was Queen Beryl in the Japanese version. But she goes to Animazement, like, every year. So, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be nice if they did, like, a Japanese and... you know, English, like, giant panel or something, because I'm sure, like, all the Sailor Moon fans that have not given up on their fandom or have been hiding in a hole with called Living a Normal Life will just show up to that convention to meet them and get stuff signed, so...
well, I've heard that Funny might have the rights to the Sailor Moon anime, both the old one and the new one, but none of it's really confirmed.
Sailor Moon Crystal or whatever it is.
Oh, is that the new one? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so. I guess, like, for me, I think it's going to take, according to, I think, Josh and CG, it's, like, coming straight from the manga where Tuxedo Mask actually fights, and it's less dumb crap. And I'll be happy with Tuxedo Mask fighting and actually doing something than just showing up and being a decoy. But also, like, I think I'd really enjoy the show if, like, Serena, a.k.a. Usagi, cried little to nothing. There was no, like, immaturity in her. Like, if she could, like, I could have, like, you know, they should be sad about stuff, because that's teenage girls. But, like, it won't be at that level of annoyances for comedy. And I really hope that's not in it, because if it's not, I will give the show a watch.
I think that it's supposed to be without filler, but I haven't read the manga, so I don't really know what is and isn't filler from the old show.
Yeah, I don't know, like, from what I've seen in the original show, which I'm kind of gradually going through it, and it's been months, but the last one I saw was, like, when they introduced Sailor Mars, and they go to some other dimension where, like, Queen Beryl's taking life energy when, like, a bunch of high school kids hop aboard, like, the transit buses and they keep disappearing. And then it ends with, like, Tuxedo Mask coming in to save the day by driving a school, like, one of those public transit buses. And I'm thinking, how the hell does a 16-year-old kid have a CDL license to do that crap? And travel to another dimension. So I honestly, and this is coming from me, so hopefully this pisses off any Sailor Moon fans. I think Sailor Moon is one giant teenage girl's psychotic meltdown. That is what I fully believe now, after really thinking about it.
That Usagi is just crazy, and it's all in her head.
Yes, and like her friends are somehow lined up in her episodes, or they're just like her support group are like, yeah, we have to be friends with her for whatever reason, because like she's part of our community, because that's how Japan is. So that's what I really truly believe.
I wonder what it says about her that part of her elaborate dream is two lesbians slash cousins.
Suppress sexual frustration? I don't know. and they're probably like actual sisters and like the outside reality of Serena's mental state.
Yeah.
See, this podcast gets really deep other than talking about Ninja Resurrection, which I think we should go back to talking about. I don't know, man. I'll just start from the top, I guess. But I mean, it starts out with like, so obviously Christianity is now in Japan, which Christianity today makes up less than 1% of the population. So I mean, it's there, but it's not as widespread as Buddhism or whatever. So even back in the 1600s and 1600 years after Christ's death, even the Japanese people are not too fond of Christian idealism. And they actually have to wage wars against people of conversion to Christianity in this anime. So they go to some like little house shack and they find like I like how the guards show up and then like kind of do a drive-by shooting of it or just blindly shoot in there. And they find like this lone Virgin Mary statue like sitting in the center, like there's a church here. And then they have the one guy with a sledgehammer or a mallet that breaks it.
Yeah.
And then that one guy shoots the kid outside. And then like, obviously it's not like, oh, I was just thinking, man, that's really low. And they're like, it's another Christian supporter kid. There's gotta be more of them here somewhere. Yeah. But then it gets to, like the kid wakes up. Cause apparently, which is amazes me is the fact that like, he's got what causes him not to die is the fact that the bullet that was blindly shot at him hit a certain particular spot that this cross that he holds in his chest was able to deflect. And so there, it's obviously an act of God and, you know, whatever you want to call it on chance luck. But and then it's just like, OK, you know, that's, you know, and they're like, he's fated to be the religious leader, this kid named Tenchi or whatever. And then he holds this is when the anime really kicks in, is when he holds the freaking cross up, and then the light shoots to heaven, which then causes the Virgin Mary statue to be formed back into shape.
Yeah, one of the many miracles of this anime.
Yes, the Christian miracle of this anime. And I just kind of look at it as it was like something from Thundercats. I can just see like, Jesus, 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 oh. Cats, oh! But then it cuts to them, like, apparently a bunch of farmers, like, took refuge in a castle and overthrew some lord to basically, like, take over as, like, this new, like, I guess Japanese Israel or something like that, which winds up going badly because they start running out of food and everything. It's even the Messiah kid, which I think is the same kid, because then, like, this happens months after this or something, is, like, talking to his martial arts master. And he's just like, hey, we're running out of food. I don't know how long we're going to keep this up for. And so pretty much like this is when we get introduced to Jubei and his Ninja Force 5 group that come in there, which obviously their ninja stuff is nothing you're going to see in like Naruto or anything. Like you got them shooting like rocket propelled, like grappling hooks into like rooftop covered dragons.
Yeah, what was with all the dragon stuff? That was really weird.
It was God's dragon, basically. We're like, I guess we'll just jump around. I don't care. But, because really nothing really happens between that and what happens in the castle when, like, Jubei's invading and taking out people. And then, like, the main master guy is, he meets up with those two kids at like that Tenchi guy or whatever was apparently like looking after for food or whatever, and he winds up slaughtering them to basically say that Jubei murdered them to summon his inner Jesus power or Christian powers. And I like how they were basically like, they couldn't take the castle because they had these three like glowing crosses on the top, which also summoned cross fireballs from heaven, which is kind of something kind of Evangelion.
Yeah, this has a lot of those like white crosses, like in Evangelion. It's really weird. But yeah. Is this Tenchi guy supposed to be the son of God or something? Like, yeah. They mentioned that he's either God or Satan or something in the intro.
I think the freaking crappy prophecy in this was he was like the missionary Shogo Lord, and supposedly by some thing of through, I don't know, like that foretelling of the future prediction, whatever, that like he was gonna have this son that's gonna be like, I guess, the second coming of Christ in Japanese shogunate form, but if he turns his back on God, he'll become Satan or something. That was the prophecy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is just such a strange anime. Like, I have to wonder if the guy who made this even thinks of Christianity, that he would portray it in such a weird way.
Yeah. I guess they go, I mean, I don't want to say that Superbook is Japan's only saving grace on Christianity. when it comes to actually, like, property about Christian themes or whatever, I think the best one I can think of, and this is a recent, like, little short they did a couple years ago, but I think by Studio Bones, they basically did, like, a short based off, like, one of the thieves that was crucified with Christ. And it's really well done, actually. And, it's only a few minutes long because it's kind of taken through the perspective of the in the Bible regarding when Jesus is crucified with these two thieves, and one of them does accept to go with Jesus and the other one doesn't. So it's kind of in the perspective of the guy who actually was basically next to Jesus when he was getting crucified on the other crosses.
So it's just like a short OVA or something. I noticed you had mentioned Angel's Egg among the religious anime that we've seen. Which some people claimed was Oshi repudiating Christianity or whatever, although it doesn't really seem like it has that much to do with that.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
When we actually watched it, it's just, you know, a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah. Well, then there's also the part of the ending to Crystal Triangle where God is a caterpillar grub with a spaceship and a Russian stealth bomber crashes into it and kills God. So...
I haven't seen that yet, but that sounds really strange.
No, I don't freaking care if I spoil it or not. That's the freaking ending to Crystal Triangle.
Caterpillar God, isn't it?
The second worst anime I've seen, but I think I can't say it's the worst. Because again, I give that title wholeheartedly to Mysterious Girlfriend X.
Oh.
Because Mysterious Girlfriend X is an anime I will never, ever, 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 ever watch in my life ever again, and that was two episodes, and that was too painful. But at least with Crystal Triangle, it's like, okay, this is bad. But there's some stuff from what I barely remember that was really enjoyable about it.
Yeah, to me, I think the worst has got to be Sword Art, but we'll see how much worse it gets in season two when that comes out. I just hope Toonami doesn't air it.
Yeah, I don't even care to know, really. Looking at this anime stuff.
Didn't you think it was really weird how different the two episodes of this anime were?
Like, yeah,
the second one's all about that. It's got all these like cartoony little kids. Like, there's some girl and some like 8-year-old kid, and they're like fishing and messing with snakes for the first like 20 minutes, and it's got like nothing to do with the first episode. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I think we're talking about God's dragon or something, and how the old man killed two kids to make the Messiah kid really mad.
Oh, yeah. Or something. Were those the kids he kept, like, showing to him or something? It was, like, really creepy.
It was, like... Oh, man. No, it was, like, the one that, like, they were really hungry and he said he'd share food. They're, like, food they don't even have or something. And, yeah, this is just... This plot is all over the place. And even, like, us picking apart, like, just, like, the memorable parts... doesn't really do it any justice, because like we don't get really introduced to who Jubei is until like sort of the beginning of the second part of this, or the second episode, regarding how he got his eye and everything. But then Jubei is based off of a samurai historical figure from Japan. So I guess like for people that know about Jubei and Miyamoto Musashi and everything, this is like all this, they know this stuff, but to us Americans, we don't know really know. We don't know too much about Japanese, you know, culture and history, other than if we went to school or read a bunch of bull crap on the internet about it. So
yeah, this Jubei guy, he's supposed to be the same character as in Ninja Scroll. Isn't there a guy called Jubei in that? But
yeah,
but they don't really act the same or anything.
No, yeah, because like they're both interpreted by two different directors. Where Kawajiri, when he did Ninja Scroll, that was based on the Jubei, the swordsman, but that was his own little take on Jubei. And then in this one, it's the director's take on it, or maybe the author of it, and the director putting it to film or animation. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm just kind of going through these notes. I just know like Jubei's forces show up. And he's got like these five other ninja, which they are never brought up in the second part of this OVA. I think it's just kind of taking a scene from one of the books or the chapters of the book, and then putting it to animation. Because again, there's really no I guess the only context would be those really boring historical things, but that didn't really do a lot of justice to it.
Yeah, because it mentions like one sentence about each person, and it's like it's just not. It's not a good way to explain the plot.
Yeah, and kill tally count between like this certain period of time and this certain period of time of history long ago.
Yeah. Like even if you know Japanese history, I doubt this is a good OVA.
Nah, you think?
I'm just saying, we were totally confused, but I think even if you knew what was going on, you'd be like, this is
dumb. This is not the good OVA to learn about Japanese history with.
Yeah.
Like, gee, I could have told you that.
Yeah, there was no actual Jesus returning in Japan.
That actually reminds me. I think there was a guy a few years ago on the internet who claimed that, like, all the stuff that happened in the Bible actually happened in Japan. And he was trying to get, like, certain landmarks to back up his case. But then again, I only heard that story once and no one else has brought it up ever again because, hey, the guy's crazy.
Oh, I saw article about some town in Japan that claimed Jesus was buried there or something. And they have, like, a shrine set up and everything. It's just some local Japanese Christians who, for some reason, think Jesus was Japanese. I bet they saw this anime.
You're saying they saw the anime and then believe that Jesus was actually... They believe this was an actual historical piece of film that they can rely on for facts that Jesus and all the Christian stuff in the Bible took place in Japan. I think this anime goes a lot deeper than what people give it credit for. Because I couldn't, like, when it started out, I was just like, you know, if I edit this out for content very heavily, I might be able to kind of pass it off in a church crowd with a bunch of kids, but at the same time...
You would have to cut out all the blood and stuff.
That's what I mean by edit it in very heavy parentheses.
I think it would make even less sense to edit it than it already does.
It would just be like, God is with us, a dragon!
Yeah.
God, show me your power! Did you see a dragon? The kids are like, what is going on? I can't be in charge of like taking something like this and then turning it into a Carl Masek kind of thing. I mean... Is it possible? Yes, but it wouldn't be very good.
Yeah, this is never aired on, like, Sci-Fi or Toonami or anything, and I don't think it could because of the content. Yeah. But
Well, I like to talk about the ninja force that Jubei has, because they have their own little ninjutsu Naruto superpower. One of them carries a rocket launcher, the other one turns into a jet plane as this ninjutsu.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They all took out a dragon that was created out of like buildings and rooftop claps or whatever. So, and it was trying to go after Jubei, and that was like a 5-minute fight thing. But like that was the entertaining part. Then it gets really stupid and weird when like the Messiah kid gets his arms cut off from Jubei and like gets impaled, Or no, like Jubei throws his sword and the kid goes flying off the dragon into the chapel and crashes through like the stained glass window and stuff, where he's there talking to his master. And then his master's like, you realize this whole Christianity and believing in God is just a bunch of bullcrap. The real power is Satan. And I'm going to introduce you to Satan by cutting off my finger and letting it go up my daughter's skirt, which will make her horny and want to ride your bone.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that scene, but the finger is like crawls around the floor and then climbs into. Yeah, it's so disturbing.
And then the daughter's just standing there just like completely motionless. And then as soon as it's right up her gooch, she's like, oh yeah. And then she's like just gets right on top of armless Tenchi or whatever. And then he's just like sitting there like he's coughing blood as she's like basically like stroking him and stuff and riding him. And then all at the same time, which was the cherry on top, was the Virgin Mary statue crying tears of blood.
Yeah, this is like the most sacrilegious scene in all of anime.
Oh, that just added so much effect to it. I was like, no, this anime is no... It cannot be... It was not even serious to begin with, but then now, it cannot even take back the credibility of trying to be... Even trying to remotely be serious. It's just like, I'm just going to go along with the ride.
Yeah.
I will say this. There's a lot of good material out of this for panel clips if I ever choose to do so, which I should. So, note to self there.
Yeah, it'd have to be an 18-plus panel if you're going to include that last scene.
That last scene, some of the stuff in the second episode. Oh, gosh. Okay, so the second episode is like a backstory of Jubei, which apparently in the myth legends, because I read about this on the internet, and you know, the internet's never wrong, is Jubei apparently gets his eye lost because he duels his father. And his father, in order to teach him, like, how not to kill people, because he's like, I know you're not going to kill me, but I wasn't going to hold back in battle and treated this as such. So then he throws a knife at Jubei's eye to teach him a lesson of, like, how not to kill people. How does that make sense at any way? What's that? I mean, I understand there's some pretty, like, questionably bad parents out there, but I don't know. Maybe he's just a really stubborn guy, so...
Yeah, I guess he thought that he wasn't going to be able to, like... That he wasn't going to die from getting hit by the knife or whatever, but it's still, like, not a very good way to teach that message.
Yeah. I just know, like, when they pulled their swords out, I was just like, hey, is this Star Wars? Because the swords are glowing rather glowy, like in Star Wars.
This was, like, the first part of this that you saw, right?
Yeah, because that's what we saw on the internet, and then you're like... Wait, stop. I'm watching something completely different, like the first part, and you're watching the second. I was like, all right, time to break out that DVD and see if it works. Like, I was sticking to my computer. I was just like, man, there's a 50-50 chance this DVD may not work, and there's nothing I can do about it to get my money back because Hollywood Video has not existed in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, so. Even longer than Blockbuster.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much starts up with, like, two kids fishing, and one of them's like a samurai girl that wants to ride Jubei's bone. And she's like afraid of snakes, and they go to some, he's like housekeeping for some like master lord dude or whatever. And then like he mentioned something about how he wants to be like have a girl as a mistress or something. That was just, I don't care.
Yeah, that girl, she like gets sent off to be the mistress of some warlord or something.
Yeah, like the father approves it. Like he's just like, well, that he's my lord, and this is the whole master servant thing. So like back then, if you serve someone, you have to kind of follow them. And you know, obviously, he's just like, because Jubei's like, you know, that sounds very weird and bad. And he's just like, hey, I can't. There's nothing I can do about it. That's what the you know shogun wants is my kids, my female kids, to go up there, and he'll look at them and see if they're worth being a mistress or not, or a wife. I don't know.
And how old is this character supposed to be? She looks like a teenager.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, they're never brought up after this. Because then Jubei does his own thing.
Yeah, that's right. She just, like...
They go to walk off, and then Jubei's like, I'm going to go take care of some business, be back in a few days. Because he said it to that other guy, and then the little kid that goes fishing or something.
Yeah, I don't know if they're, like, planning to bring this up in one of the later episodes, if they're going to make more.
Yeah.
But we just have to assume that she's, like, become this emperor's, like, child bride or something. And it's, like, what's the point of that character? It's just creepy.
Here's my thing. So, now that I'm thinking about it. Because then it goes straight to some, like, really big guy raping a girl.
Yeah,
and
<it does.
laughs> obviously the sexual release of that was about 10 gallons of blood, which I think he did something wrong. Because I know rape is bad. I know you get physically injured from rape. But to that extent of a level, I think something must have really went wrong there.
This is such an over-the-top OVA.
Yeah. The thing is, like, didn't that girl... look just like the taller girl, the older girl that belonged to that family, like at least the hairstyle.
I guess so, yeah. It's
I mean,
like
I don't know if
hairstyle.
They were the same person or not, because I looked at it, I was like, is that the same girl, or is that like someone else, because that's everyone's hairstyle back then.
I think just a common hairstyle, but you can't know because it's so poorly written.
That is true. I mean, they could have had some exposition exactly who this girl is, unless she's just another girl or something, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they think you don't care. You're seeing her get raped. You're seeing her naked. What more do you otaku want?
Well, then we get introduced to this other ninja guy who's just all about killing, and he's like stabbing his hand, which I categorize him as Gary Busey the ninja because he's got like a bunch of teeth or whatever, and he sounds really crazy. It actually kind of have you seen that new Roku TV commercial with Gary Busey?
I don't think so.
Oh. It's pretty good. Like, it's him. It's pretty much him trying to use, like, Amazon, like, TV. And he's yelling at the TV. He's just like, find Gary Busey. He's like, find Gary Busey! And then he's like, he gets Roku TV and he's just like, find Gary Busey. And then it shows up and he has, like, this. His teeth come out of his mouth, then his lips when he smiles. And then he just opens up and he's like, and the commercial cuts with him going, yeah!
I'm gonna have to see this if it is on YouTube
or
something.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Just like Google search like Gary Busey Roku TV or something. And I'll definitely remind myself to put a show note for that. But I thought he was Gary Busey the anime ninja.
Yeah.
Because even he sounded like he was crazy and mental and stuff because he wanted to kill people. And also that show that he did back in the like a decade ago called I'm with Busey with Pina. The guy who created Minority Team and freaking Code Monkeys was like basically him spending his time with Gary Busey, and they made a show out of that. It's fantastic. That is something I encourage everyone listening to this to go on YouTube and watch because I think every episode of that is out on there.
How many episodes are there? Is it just one season?
It's one season, so it's like 12 episodes. I just know they were playing that along with Insomniac back in the day with Dave Attell, so... Yeah, so anyways, they have Gary Busey the ninja, which he kills a bunch of ninjas that were, like, spying on the shogunate guy or whatever. And the ninja, like, witnessed all this happening regarding the girl dying from being raped. I don't know, pretty much after that... Oh, no, so Gary Busey the ninja, his ninjutsu powers include using his intestines as weapons to be, like, tentacles.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty gross power, isn't it?
Yeah, this is stuff you will never, ever see in Naruto.
Yeah.
I don't know how people are going to take if, like, there's a Naruto character in there that uses their intestines. Like, when they get stabbed and killed, their intestines come out and they're using those as weapons.
I'm pretty sure that's when Naruto would lose a lot of fans.
Yeah, I would lose, like, every fan and then everyone would be mad. It's like, hey... I would have been like, hey, they're copying this from Ninja Resurrection. But I think my plea would be no one would fall on deaf ears because no one would care.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So then that goes to the next part where like, one of the ninjas escape and he talks to, I guess, Jubei's father who was spying or something. And he says like he saw – because apparently the people that are – these ninjas – or the ones that are raping women or whatever apparently have been dead for a while. And that's when we get the great line of, like, were you drinking again?
Yeah, that sums up the whole anime. Like, yeah, you'd have to be drunk to think this is happening.
I can imagine, like, oh, if they did, like, a fan dub where, like, the ninja starts explaining, it's like, okay, I know we're supposed to spy on them, but here's what happened. Here's how we spent our night. We went all out to a bar in Leaf Village, and we started some crap with some little punk kid called Naruto or whatever. And then it was like, and then Gary, or I don't know, Takashi was trying to hit on some pink haired chick called Sakura. And it just all went downhill from there.
Did you see the episode a few weeks ago where Naruto was like giving birth to Sakura or something really weird like that?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Was that like it was like some sort of extension or something out of his body, or there was like Sakura's head coming out of his stomach or something?
Yeah.
Something weird, I remember that. Because I had it on mute, and then I saw that, and I think I went to go unmute it. And yeah. I was just like, you know, the image says it all without me really having to listen to the dub.
Yeah. You wouldn't have learned much from just listening.
I'm not apologizing when I say I basically mute Bleach and One Piece for that whole hour. No, not One Piece. Naruto and Bleach. When they have that whole hour of, you know, basically, like, parts I don't really care about until One Piece comes on, because I'm like, oh, I can do schoolwork and just drink a lot, like I usually do on Saturday nights when I watch Toonami.
They're sticking in a space dandy between those two shows after next week.
And they're sending out One Piece at 1:30, so that means I'll just have to record it.
Yeah, just
I usually crash at, like, 1:30 a.m., so...
Are you going to watch Attack on Titan?
I do plan on doing that, yeah. I mean, it's free.
Yeah, so. Me too. Everybody's been talking about how great it is for a while. I might as well give it a chance.
I mean, people were telling me how great it was last year in Animazement. I was just like, and that's when I had like 4 or 5 episodes out. And I was just like, nah, I haven't seen Attack on Titan yet. I don't know when I'll get around to it. And then Stella Women's Academy came out, and no one talked about that. So that was my anime during the summer.
Yeah. I just hope that it lives up to expectations. You know, everybody was saying Sword Art was the best show of the year, and then we saw how that turned out.
I'm just trying to think of, like, you know, if we really don't like Attack on Titan, I think we might be the most hated anime podcast. I mean, we already have some negative backlash against, like, you know, whenever I post up Nashikon podcast, which that episode that we recorded of Nashikon, and, you know, future warning that'll come out probably in about a month or so, is the audio quality on my end was really bad because I was talking on my phone through Wi-Fi, so I sound like crap on that, and there's really nothing much I can do. But if anyone's going to complain about that from people that I posted up on the Nashikon Facebook group, it might as well be the quality. Because everything else on there, I'm being honest. So, especially talking about other people's panels that pertain to showing AMVs of obscure anime that they think is obscure. And that is, till that episode, you will hear all about that.
Yeah. I think that the deal was you had to use your phone because of the virus issue on your computer, so that's why the quality is low.
Yeah, I was doing like a 9-hour virus scan because my computer, mouse, and keyboard were messed up, and I had to reinstall that whole program through Microsoft and try to get it working again. The keyboard works except for like the number keypad. It don't even respond. So I don't know what's up with that. But anyways, I think what pretty much sums this up is the fact that there's like another woman that they're having summoning of Satan, and they keep chanting Satan a lot. And then so apparently, like, the woman, it starts levitating in the air, and it looks like that she's getting, like, obviously is getting raped by Satan because she's showing a lot of body movements like she is. But it reminds me of that scene from Scary Movie 2 when the really buck-tooth girl was, like, getting raped by a ghost or something, or having sex with a ghost. For anyone that's ever seen Scary Movie 2.
I've only seen the first one. That was enough. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. It said you were offline. Was I offline?
I don't know what happened, but the call just dropped, and then it showed you trying to start it back up, but then it didn't do anything, and now it's connected again.
All right. I can live with that.
Just another weird thing to deal with in the editing.
Yeah, that's true. I've got a few other things to edit on this, too, so... Oh, yeah, so Satan is having sex with some girl, and then apparently it has her giving... It's like they have, like, I guess, like, Satan or devil or whatever is being inserted in her mouth, because she has, like, this giant bulb or thing that just kind of crawls around like it's a xenomorph or something. And then apparently... So then the woman, like, shoots out all these silver tentacles, which are like knives or something, in order to strap onto the environment, and then she can give birth by Satan by basically having the chest cavity completely explode out, and then he crawls out of her body that way, like it's a freaking caterpillar, or like a butterfly out of a caterpillar or something. And then, yeah. Of course, it ends. It pretty much ends with that, with like them wreaking on the town, and Satan's naked, and he's using his hair as a weapon to cut people up. And then it's just like, watch out, hell's here or something. And then that's it. That ends the whole OVA.
Yeah, it's not a very optimistic ending, is it?
No. I was just like, I even looked at my DVD menu. I'm like, okay, there's a third part. I'm not seeing it, right? I think it might be on my end. I don't know. Or maybe your end. Because, like, my parents are talking to my brother about something. And I don't know if they're using the internet or, like, the phone. I don't know.
Oh, well... I guess we're almost at the end of the anime anyway.
I mean, I think we pretty much summed up the anime, and that's pretty much it. That is Ninja Resurrection. And I know I am one... I guess I would say like to watch it once, because that's about it, just to see how crazy this is. If you're looking for stupid material to get drunk on Friday nights, this is the anime for you.
Yeah. What are some other anime that this guy did? Didn't he also do, like... Hot Space Cowboys or something? Like, we looked up him up on IMDb.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the staff. It's directed by Yasunori Urata. So, let's check ANN and see what ANN has to say.
Huh. I'm looking at the ANN page for the for Ninja Resurrection, and there's so many votes for awful and worst ever. Those are the highest two.
Oh, yeah, the two red bars at the very bottom.
Yeah, 80 people said it was awful, and 89 said it was the worst thing they ever saw.
9 people said this was a masterpiece?
Yeah, I think they're just trolling.
I think... I really want to give it to them that this is a masterpiece in some way. So, I think there's a little bit of truth to it, because, like... Now, I will say this, like, I guess I could say, like, oh, man, because Easter happened, there's all these Christian movies coming out. Forget everything else. Go see Ninja Resurrection. Because, like, I don't know. I haven't seen God's Not – everyone at my church is telling me how great God's Not Dead is. And I just know that, like, I'll see it because Kevin Sorbo is, like, an atheist teacher or something out of college, which – who isn't an atheist teacher at any college? I just like to see Kevin Sorbo act. That's not Hercules from the 90s. And then also, like, I went and saw Noah, which I think Noah, if you look at it as biblical fan fiction, it's a motion picture, and how visually it looks, it's pretty good. But if you're one of those people that went in the expectation it's going to tell an accurate story, no. I just know when I went and saw Noah, I try to get my money back.
Oh, yeah.
I have not done that to a movie since then, because it was my fault to come in there with an expectation thinking that, I mean, there were some things I could agree on it and like about it, but that was about it. It had giant rock monsters that helped build the Ark in 10 years. Now, there were giants in the Bible, and the Ark was actually built over a period of 100 and some years because people lived longer back then. Usually due to the less of sin or whatever after getting kicked out of the Garden of Eden. It's all in the Bible, and again, this isn't a Christian podcast thing. But so that, because that took Noah, like him and his sons and, you know, their wives that time. And I could rant on that movie, but that was over a month ago, and it's kind of out of my system, and I just kind of let it go. But If you want to, I will say this: if you see Noah, just look at it from a fan fiction perspective. But if it gets people to read the Bible, even more so, even though it's based on its sort of inaccuracies and it's more filling the blanks, sort of, or filling the gaps of space that the Bible doesn't mention. And I guess I can't really fault it for that, but it's not – don't look at the movie Noah as a historical 100% accuracy thing, because it is not.
Yeah, don't –
and that's all I'm going to say on that.
Don't take Hollywood movies too literally, as if they're going to be like an accurate adaptation, like, and ever.
And of course, like, you've got the people on – like, you got, I think Russell Crowe was like publicly defending that movie. Of course he's going to defend it. He was in the freaking thing.
Yeah.
And even his acting was questionable. I don't even like him as an actor much. It was just like they had some really stupid moments. Like, they had like a battle or a fight as the Ark is crashing onto dry land. And as Noah, one of his son's only wives, because the other two didn't have a wife, one of them was giving birth to two twin girls at the same time as this fight, and he was trying to threaten to kill them, and it's just a bunch of bullcrap on that part.
Yeah.
I was just going, oh my gosh, just get stupider movie.
So I'm on this director of Ninja Resurrections page.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He actually did 3 episodes of Naruto. Can you believe that?
Can you believe it? Naruto!
I wasn't even thinking of that.
How could you not? Yeah, I think his best work has got to be Hot Space Cowboys, hands down. He was an animation director on the final Giant Robo OVA. This guy does get work. He was an assistant director for the Pat Labor TV series. Oh, he directed Sin the Movie, which I heard is an utter piece of crap based on some game that's not that good.
Yeah, that's something.
I haven't seen it. I just know people that I knew went and saw. They're like, yeah, dude. There were some people I knew in high school went and saw Sin. They're like, you ever rented it? It's pretty crappy.
Yeah, I kind of want to see that, because I can only imagine it's even worse than this. But who knows? Yeah.
I mean, this guy did storyboard on Legend of Galactic Heroes. How do you mess up on making something working on a show like that? And everyone praises how good that show, that OVA series is. So, I don't know.
He also did something called Demon Warrior Koji, which is a OVA that's 3 episodes from 1999.
So it seems like it's all his directing stuff happened in the past 10 years.
It's a hentai.
Oh. That's put out by Critical Mass Media. It's got an English class of... basically, I think, porn stars with names like Brooke O, Bob... Usler, Lotus as Aya. There's Wendy Talker. That's obviously not a real name.
Yeah, I don't think any of these are.
No.
Especially not Lotus.
Yeah. I clicked on the Wendy Talker lady, and it is basically all hentai stuff, so.
The Blue Girl, yeah, these are all hentai.
Yeah.
Adventure Kid, I think that's hentai.
I've heard of Adventure Kid, yeah. I think that's all we want to say on... because that's all we can really say, so... Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross, so then Japanese people can make this OVA based off of you. So, I don't know what to say. This happened. We reviewed it. I finally got to see it. End of story.
Yeah, I've seen it twice now, and I would recommend just see it once, like Xeonic said.
Yeah, because you're, like, as a podcaster, we have to go back and see stuff again to basically make sure we have our quote-unquote facts right, and so we're not making up stuff, unless we really need to, but there's really not a need, I don't know.
Yeah, I went back and watched it again today, but, you know, you don't really need to see this a bunch of times. It's
I think other than taking... clips out of this for panel ideas, that's like the only time I would ever see this. So that's all I can say.
All right, I guess we'll do closing remarks. Love That Goku says, scroll down on my Twitter feed and check out some of my older tweets. Take a look. That's all I can really say from him, because he hasn't really tweeted much lately. He's just recommending looking at the old ones.
I guess I didn't really think of, I'm trying to find a quote that I might have wrote down. The only thing I could think of was the whole... Were you drinking?
Yeah, that's a good one. Play that at the end.
All right, yeah, I'll definitely... Yeah, because I know VA is up on YouTube, so I can take a rip out of that. So I think we're good. I think my catchphrase is going to be, there can only be one Virgin Mary.
With blood coming out of their eyes.
Gosh, this is, it's like every other thing we watch is like Highlander related in some way.
Everything is related to the Highlander.
Yeah, I don't get that. All right, let's shut her down. We've got, I think this is enough material to talk about this OVA, and it's going to be short, so... And Gundam Month segment will be coming out right after this. And boy, I've got all this time since school's ending to watch all those Gundam Seed and Gundam Seed Destiny movies.
Oh, are you going to watch that stuff before you go to Japan or after?
I was going to watch it like next week. So then we can start recording and we can start talking about Gundam some more. Because like, I guess you're going to have... maybe CG on or something to talk about that Gundam Age, because I have not seen a second of that show.
Oh, I haven't seen it either, but Josh and CG have, so yeah, we could get them on for
Just let them go at it. I'm not going to be there. I'm just saying that up front, because I don't think I'll have a reason to. And then Unicorn comes out the 17th of May, and we'll definitely be able to record that like before I leave, even for before I leave Animazement or something. So
when are you going to Japan?
May 30th, 31st.
Oh, okay. So
I'm actually going to have a lot more detail on that. Our final exam class period is this Monday, so I'm just getting through all these exams. So I had my art exam today, and it's just like I have one like every day at 9 a.m. until Wednesday.
Oh. I have an exam at 7:30 a.m. in 2 weeks, and I'm just not looking forward to that at all.
Well, you're one that gets up at like 6 a.m. every day because you have like some weird insomniac thing or something.
Oh, well, it's just my sleep cycle is all messed up, but yeah, I just don't want to go down there at 6:30 or whatever to
7:30 to take a test.
But I guess that's just when the university scheduled it.
Yeah. I was trying to, like, take my Japan class thing later because it's, like, I have my one at, like, 9. Well, no, like, I got to be at school at 9 a.m. on Monday. And all I got to do is make some corrections on English paper stuff that I did that she let me know about and just turn that into her and let her look at it and improve it. So then from, like, that time until 6 p.m. that night, I am not doing a single thing. So I'm just going to be either working on whatever we have do or study for stuff for that 9-hour period. So then I'm not entirely bored for the rest of the day. Otherwise, I can just play Hearthstone on my iPad, which I started doing this past week. So
I got to check out the new JoJo's. There's already 3 episodes out, I think.
I'll get the JoJo's whenever. I know, I need to watch it, but there's like... other stuff. I think Gundam is going to kind of take up my time on that. And I don't know, man. We'll get to it eventually. I do, however, one thing I do want to do again is a Tomino Takahashi thing.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for a while, haven't we?
Yeah, we haven't. It's like for our listeners who've been keeping up with us in the beginning, we didn't forget about that segment. There's just a lot of stuff to cover while we got all this other stuff going on. So like we have a summer where it's going to be easier on me. And you, John, I mean, even though you got some summer classes.
Yeah, not as many as I've got now.
Yeah, so there's actually time that we can sit down and I can watch the compilations and you can watch the shows.
Right, yeah, I just have to watch a bit more Dogrum and then I'll be ready to...
Yeah, see, I don't know if I'm going to... Wait, I think we said there was a compilation of Dogrum, right?
That's right, there is, and it's only like an hour and 15 minutes, so...
All right, well, I'll give it a shot, so...
It's a good mecha show. You'll like it, I think.
Okay. I know I've got the whole show, I think, on one of my hard drives, so it's there for my enjoyment one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's go ahead and shut this down.
All right, we got 58 minutes, so...
That's plenty of time, so...
That's probably screwed up because of the Skype issues, but...
Yeah.
All right, I'll end it.
All right.
years ago, a nine-tailed fox suddenly appeared.
If you believe it.
Naruto! Naruto! Believe it! Believe it!
Here I am with my ninja clan. Ninja clan, here we stand. Naruto, I'm on my way. Naruto, I'll be okay. Getting ready to fight on sight. Got my best friends by my side. Sasuke is really cool. Sakura, the beautiful.
Kuwaka, Naruto, Sakura, Omamore.
If you believe it.
Naruto.
What did you see?
I can't describe it.
What was it?
I have trouble believing it. I saw ghosts.
Are you sure?
Yes. The spear master in Shun Hoisuin was there. I saw Matsuemon Araki, who was murdered after killing 36 people at Kaguya Corner. And I saw Botaro Tamiya, who was supposed to have died at the home of the Yagyu in Owari 3 months ago.
Impossible! Were you drinking before you went there?
No, of course not.
I see.